It's been a couple days since James Harrison's comments have been able to simmer a little bit in the city of Pittsburgh. And joining us from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, John Seibel on the line. And John, we talked about what we expected the people in Pittsburgh, or how we expected them to react. How have they reacted to Harrison's comments?
Just about as well as I thought they were. It wasn't to the degree of the Ben Milledgeville bathroom dingy situation that went on there with people just coming out of the woodwork saying, that's not what we're about, get rid of him, that's not the Rooney way, or the mythical Rooney way. But there have been quite a few people that said, hey, listen, just enough with this, all right? We've had the moral compass people call in, but not nearly as many as the Ben situation. But I will tell you, it has been a very large percentage of people venting some displeasure, a smaller percentage venting some disgust. There are people that are just straight up ticked at him for calling out Ben the way that he did. Even Ben, who's still not on firm footing with the Pittsburgh folks, and then Rashard Mendenhall. But it hasn't been nearly as passionate a cry to get rid of number 92, although there have been some. There have been some. But those are the same people, too, that if they aren't getting pressure on the quarterback, they'd be blaming the organization as well for not having anybody who could get to the quarterback. So 92 is not going anywhere, although there are some fans who would like to see him gone.
How do you think the Steelers are going to handle this, John?
Well, I think what they're going to do is Mike Tomlin's just going to talk to him as soon as he gets the chance. I know that there have been some people that have said, hey, listen, the coaches are scared of him. That's a bunch of crap. Mike Tomlin's not afraid of James Harrison, not by any stretch of the imagination. He's going to talk to him. He's just going to tell him. I expect him to say, listen, James, that was just, you know, disappointing, off point. We don't need to do that. We need to have our teammates back, you know, all those things. And I think he's going to get the message across that you can't do that. I think Art Rooney II is certainly going to have his shot at James to say, listen, we're not about that here, even if they might be about that there. We're not about that here. I don't expect there to be any kind of ramifications in the locker room, guys. Not at all. I mean, no offense, you look around the table there, even if you guys aren't best of friends, you go at work and you do your best on the job when the microphone goes on. So I don't think there's going to be any rub between Ben and James. Not at all. They've talked. They've moved on. I don't expect there to be much of a big deal with this outside of whenever camp opens up and they get asked all these questions again.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato talking with John Seibel from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh here on 105.7 The Fan. John, I think it was Peter King who says that he thinks the Rooneys could suspend Harrison for the first game, even though it is against Baltimore. Do you see the Steelers possibly suspending him?
No, I don't. I think if there's going to be any kind of discipline coming down, it's going to be for using that six-letter F word that he used to call the commissioner. And then, you know, guys, that's where it gets dicey, whether or not the commissioner is going to have jurisdiction to make some kind of a suspension or fine, really, for something like that, kind of like a Kobe Bryant fine for using the same kind of word. But I don't know. That might be a negotiating piece that's on the table between the players and the owners right now as to what the owner, what the commissioner can and cannot discipline, what he can and cannot, how much he can and cannot fine, whether he's going to be the guy who's going to be part of the process in the future anyways, and whether or not he's going to be able to retroactively discipline these guys who acted outside of his code and embarrassed the Shield during this lockout period. So I'm not going to be surprised if he doesn't get fined, but I will not be shocked if he does. I will be thoroughly shocked if he's suspended and misses the first game at all.
Hey, John, why didn't he go on his scheduled appearance at SportsCenter at 6 o'clock that night? And my second part of the question would be, what did you think of his apology? My guess is written by his agent.
Well, yeah, it was written by his agent. I think his agent probably also told him, James, listen, no SportsCenter. We got to do some damage control. And you saw how quickly his agent, Bill Parise, got out in front of this and started to spin this a couple of days ago. And I've said this before, that you know the gravity of some serious, you know how serious a statement is when the spin control begins immediately. And Bill Parise got out in front of this right away. So he knew it was a big-time situation. I'm sure he called James and said, listen, any more interviews you have scheduled, it's just not in your best interest. Don't do it. Don't speak again. Matter of fact, I wish you wouldn't have even spoken in this case. So I'm not surprised. The apology is as PC and as crisis control as you can get. Might as well have been written by R.A. Fleischer, right?
Yes.
That's what you do in situations like this. Doesn't matter if you mean it. It just matters if you put your name to it.
Hey, do you know what James's Wonderlic score was coming out?
You asked me that before. I'm guessing he is a smart guy, to some degree. I mean, he's great when it comes to real estate. I think we now understand that fully. But I think on the common sense meter, he's probably about a 2 out of 20.
Yeah, to say the least.
But you know what, though? I find him refreshing, and I find him entertaining. As problematic as that article might have been in Men's Journal in a couple of places, and as uncomfortable as he might have made some people with some of the words that he used, I find it refreshing because how many times have we looked at Ben Roethlisberger and said, what does he really mean? Or Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady, or you name it, who goes out and just says the PC stuff. That's nice for the organization. That's what we want to hear. But I also like to hear what people really feel. And does it make you uncomfortable? Yeah. Was he stupid for saying a couple of things? Yeah. But it is nice. It is refreshing, at least, to hear somebody actually say the way that it is.
Yeah, but you're still talking about your football team in your locker room. You got to play with those guys. You got to go to battle with these guys. I don't see how you can come out and, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, Mendenhall. Mendenhall didn't like it. I mean, he there was that but in there. He said, well, you got to know James Harrison, but see my stats, I only fumbled twice. I'll guarantee you that he is not happy about it, and I promise you, Ben's not happy about it. And it'll divide the locker room some, and it'll take some time. My guess is Mike Tomlin has him to stand up in front of the team the first day and apologize to the team.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, James may have already come to that conclusion himself.
Or his agent told him to.
Come to that conclusion. Yeah, or his agent told him.
Right.
You know, Paul Solitaire, the guy who wrote that article, he said yesterday, and I believe him when he says it, and I forget where he said it, what interview it was, but he went on the record saying, hey, listen, James, if you want to make me out to be the bad guy, call Ben, tell him I twisted your words. But Paul Solitaire came on our radio station and said, no, I did not take that out of context one bit. Matter of fact, there were many times during the 4 days of interviews that James would lean across the table or look at me across the vehicle and say, make sure you print that. Or he repeated it many, many times. Solitaire stands by his quote that he has on Ben Roethlisberger in that he did not take it out of context. And I believe him. At the end of the day, I don't think it really matters. Because even if Ben's feelings are hurt, so what? I mean, he'll eventually get over it.
If there wasn't a lockout, John, do you think the Pittsburgh PR people would let him do that article?
I don't know if they would have had much of a say in the matter. You know, I mean, seriously. You know, I mean, James is one of those guys that you could say, hey, listen, here are the rules. And he'll be like, what? I don't care about your rules. James Barrier's even mentioned how, even in the article, how he hates order, talking about James Harrison. He hates order. He beats to not only his own drummer, he beats to his own core of drummers. So I think he would have done the interview anyways. Now, if it wasn't a lockout, he might not have been upset because a lot of these things might not have been boiling for 8 months. He might have said something back in February or March or April, and it wouldn't have festered as much. But I think he'd have done the interview anyway.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato talking with John Seibel from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. John, Vinny and I were talking off the air earlier. We can actually talk about real football soon. And when I said that to you yesterday, you go, what's that? But it's coming. And the Steelers, from what we were reading, are over the salary cap.
Of 120.
What are they going to do free agent-wise?
Well, it sure sounds like there's going to be some kind of an exception in there, doesn't it, guys? Or maybe I'm...
Sounds like a $3 million exemption for this year.
Right, and then it'll be $1.5 million for the next year.
Right.
I'll be very curious to see how they end up handling that. You know, they always have that veteran exception. I don't know where they go, guys, because if you're somebody like, let's just say, an Antoine Randle L, you're thinking the longer the lockout, the better chance I have to play football again this year. Because if there would have been a full mini camp and all that stuff, Antoine Randle L was a stain. But since he knows the system, knows the quarterback, and there is so little time for somebody to show that they could replace him, it looked like he would have a shot to stay. But now all of a sudden with this new situation under the salary cap, maybe he doesn't. This is going to make for, Vinny, you know this better than anybody, a one hell of a frenetic 1 week that teams are going to have, not only to court free agents that are on the market now, but free agents that are sprung onto the market because they need to be cut so the teams get under the salary cap. I don't know when we have seen as frenetic and as awful a free agent period as we're going to see coming up here. And I say awful for the tier two guys, because the top tier guys, they may get their money. Matter of fact, I think they will. But the second tier guys, yeah, I like a Chris Hope, take him for example. He might even be a third tier guy. He's not going to get anywhere close to the market that he could have received had there been a normal free agent market.
Well, we're already in free agency right now, John. Trust me.
Yeah, well, good point. Yeah, Vinny, how about that? Because supposedly there's no communication going on. But there's the nudge-nudge, wink-wink. There's a community.
There's more than that. There's deals being talked about. There's money being talked about. I've talked to enough agents and stuff, you know, over the last few days that it's on.
Yeah.
We're back at Indianapolis right now, right before the combine, you know, where you take the agent out to dinner and start talking. We like your guy. Where are we at? We're in it. We'll be calling you at midnight, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's what's going on. It's on right now. Free agency is going on.
And the league knows it.
No question.
They know it.
John Seibel from 937 The Fan in Pittsburgh. September 11th, right around the corner. I have a feeling we'll be talking a lot once football season gets around.
It's always great talking with you guys.
Thanks, John.